With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray, the wake-up call.
Who am I to judge anybody that pees himself?
106.5 The End.
766-1065, or you can text us 733-89. What weird idea did you have as a kid that seemed like a fantastic idea? Of course, all kids have great ideas, but became a huge problem, especially for your parents. 766-1065, or you can text us at 733-89. The reason we bring this up was last week, Gavin discovered something that a family member told him about an idea he had when he was a kid.
Didn't know about this, had no memory whatsoever, but I got a DM on Instagram, I don't know why she didn't text me, from my Aunt Paula with some sort of a funny tweet. And she just said, it was a tweet that just said, so bought two female dwarf hamsters 32 days ago, woke up this morning to 22 dwarf hamsters in the cage because Belle is actually a male. Okay, thanks, PetSmart. And then she said, this reminds me of the summer my Uncle Mark, her husband Mark, and I were stuck with your hamsters. There were hundreds of them.
What?
And I said, what? And my aunt both said, oh, yeah. You were breeding dwarf hamsters to sell to pet stores. But then you guys went to the beach and you brought the hamsters over here for me to watch. It was horrible in all caps. You have to separate the baby hamsters or they get eaten.
Yeah. Oh,
eventually, God. I had to call your dad and say, get back here and get these things out of my house. They're creepy little bastards.
Oh.
I thought I was going to be a hamster farmer.
How long were you guys at the beach on vacation?
It couldn't have been more than a week.
When I was a kid, I was probably like 6 or 7. We had like a lamppost in front of our house, not like on the street, but like by our driveway, kind of like by our porch, and it didn't work. So I thought to myself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do my mom a favor. I'm going to cut this thing down. And I got a hacksaw
and
just started sawing this thing. My mom came down just like, what are you doing? And I was like, don't worry, Mary, I got it.
766-1065, or you can text us at 733-89. What weird idea did you have as a kid that you thought was an awesome idea but became a huge problem? Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
So what idea did you have?
Well, when I was like 12 or 13, I wanted to be nice and help my parents out. And I was trying to clean the carpet in the living room. Oh. And my bad idea was that I grabbed buckets of water with soap and I like flooded the living room. And then I couldn't dry it and my parents got home and it was just ruined.
Oh my God.
Did you have to replace the carpet?
My parents did. I mean, I think they seen the good in it, but when I was little, I just couldn't dry it anymore. It was just
Oh,
the water. It was so bad.
Oh, boy.
I put this up on Facebook. Kelly said when she was like 5 or 6, she and her family lived in Texas. And she and her, and they had like big red ant hills like all over their, around their house.
Oh, gross.
And she and her brother thought, like, let's get rid of these ants. So they poured gasoline in the holes.
Oh, my God!
And then lit it on fire. And there were, like, little bonfires all around their house before their parents found out.
Thank God they survived.
Text messages in at 733-89. When I was 9, my little brother was 3 and wanted a haircut so bad.
Oh.
My mom didn't have the money at the time, so I decided to help her out and give my brother a haircut. This is a great idea of mine. Ride a plastic motorcycle down the stairs when I was 4.
Oh, God.
Split my head open, and that's probably what causes me to not have a sense of smell.
What?
Here's another one. I decided to make my house into an amusement park, and I, I drew all over the walls with Sharpie all of the ride rules and like a ruler to show the height restrictions, and my parents were so mad to this day. There is still writing on every door, but it's my own, and all over the office walls.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I slid down the stairs Mary Poppins style and landed on my back. A friend and I thought it would be a good idea to have a three-legged swim, like a three-legged race, but in the water. We almost drowned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.